I guess the acclimation process going as you're getting used to professional life here.
I was going pretty good. We're just getting everyone coming in together, trying to work hard. Everyone taking to the field, working hard in the book, in the playbooks and stuff. Just continue to try to get better.
What kind of assumptions did you have about coming here?
Can you say that again?
What kind of assumptions did you have about the first couple weeks of being here and meeting teammates and coaching staff and stuff like that?
Everything great. Just ready to get in, get to work, get back to playing football, come in, do my best I can to help the team and continue to get better.
How about your days on the field? Have they played out the way you kind of thought they would?
I'm not really thinking about that. I'm just trying to continue to get better right now.
Do you think your experience at Florida State has helped you for, you know, what you're about to encounter or what you have been encountering here?
Sitting.
Has your experience at Florida State kind of helped with this transition?
I had great experiences back at Florida State, but now I'm just trying to transfer and do the things that my coaches need me to do as far as getting better on the field, off the field, things like that.
How much does it help having a former teammate, Brian Stork, here just kind of show you the way?
Being able to play with him is a great thing, but just all the teammates that are all my teammates that are here now, just being a great help. I can go to anybody and get advice. All the guys on the offensive line, anything I need, go to them, and they're there to help me.
Did you know Shaq, going back even when you were recruited by Georgia Tech, you guys put together at the Senior Bowl, played with each other as well in the ACC? Did you get any chance to get to know him?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know him as well as I know him now, but it was, like, minor. We'll talk here now and then.
So how much do you guys bounce things off one another now? I mean, going through the same experience, drafted in the same class, same round, playing the same position?
Oh, a great bit. Just to have someone that's in the same boat as you, just trying to get better with him. You're making him better. He's making me better. So just to be there and be a resource to him, and he'd be a big resource to me, helping each other study the playbook at nights and things like that.
Ultimately, you could end up competing with him.
Have you thought of it that way?
Of course not. I mean, he's a teammate right now. I mean, he's just there to make me better. I'm there to make him better. Competition makes everyone better.
Do you guys room together, or do you have a roommate?
Say it again?
Do you have a roommate, or do you guys roommates?
Oh, yes, we have roommates.
Is Shaq your roommate now, or do you have a roommate?
Yes.
You guys staying up pretty late looking at the playbook or playing video games? How are you guys bonding right now?
We get a good bit of playbook time in, just quizzing each other on different things. I ask him something, he asks me something, studying with each other. A good bit of work going into it to make each other better.
Has he stumped you yet?
Say it again.
Has he stumped you?
Stumped me?
Yeah.
Like in quizzes?
Yeah.
I mean, it's competitive. I mean, we get in there, get in the playbook with each other. It can go for a long time.
Is there one thing that you can kind of pinpoint that's the difference between being a college player and what it means to carry yourself as a professional?
That's not a thing that I could pinpoint to make a big difference, but just coming in and being able to hit the road grinding, like come in, being ready to work harder than you ever worked, just keep preparing to get better.
Have you assessed the opportunity here, the starting left guard from the Super Bowl champs is a free agent, he's not here right now. It would seem as though there is a chance for a young guy to come in and maybe compete for a job right away.
I haven't paid attention to it really. I just came in trying to do what my coaches asked me to do, continue to better myself.
Coach Trickett is a guy that has a great reputation, and certainly Ryan, in his experience last year here, helped us get to know a little bit more about Coach Trickett. What is it from a player's perspective that helped you to be where you are today playing under him?
He was a great coach. I mean, he gave great techniques and things. It was just great to play for him.
And how about the system at Florida State being more of a pro-style system? Did that give you an advantage transitioning out of the NFL?
I'm not going to say it gave me an advantage to transition. I mean, it was great playing in that system in college. Now I'm here just trying to do what I can do to get better here.
How quickly after you got drafted, either did you reach out to Brian or Brian reach out to you?
We contacted each other, like, all the time. So, I mean, it was like a brotherhood between us. So, I mean, I really can't tell you how quickly it was.
Where do you think he's going to be able to help you the most this year, acclimate yourself to this?
Can you say that again, please?
Where will he help you the most this year, acclimating yourself to this team?
It's not just him helping me. I mean, it's everyone. Like, the locker room is a great locker room. Like, you can go to anyone to get help. Everyone's a great resource.
What's been your first impression of Coach Gooch?
First impression of Coach Gooch, I mean, just how hard he strives for his guys to work. I mean, everyone's going to get better. He's going to push you every day to get better. So,
I know it's still early with him, working with him probably, but any similarities between him and Coach Trickett and the way they try to coach you guys?
A great coach. They just expect the best out of you.